Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Good evening and welcome to Taekwondo Life Magazine Live. This is Master Mark Sirianis. I'm your host, and I'm the editor-in-chief of Taekwondo Life magazine. We are a member of the Believe Network. Do you believe? I wanted to take a minute to just give you an update on something that is relatively pressing with team trials less than a week away, or just a week away. And it has been something that has been blowing up both my email, my texts, my Facebook, and all over social media. And that is the changes regarding cadet weight classes and height. But first, this episode is brought to you by BetOnline. BetOnline remains your number one source for all your sports betting needs. Everything from NFL playoffs to pro and college basketball, UFC, MMA, and more. You'll always find the latest odds, team matchup info, player news, and game trends at BetOnline. With live betting options, free contests, and live scores for almost any sport or game imaginable, BetOnline is truly the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite leagues and events. Head over to the website today or use your mobile device and receive your 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Make sure to use the promo code BELIEVE to receive your rewards. BetOnline.ag, where the game starts. Okay, here's the bad news, in full transparency. I'm not going to give you all that much information because I don't have it. But what I wanted to do is give you a little bit of information. There's been a lot of talk since the change in the new rules that for the purposes of cadets, there's going to be going to what they were talking about going to BMI standards. I know in Britain, I sat in on the British Taekwondo Association rules change at the end of last year. And they were talking about going to BMI for their tournaments. I know that the WT recently announced that for this year's World Championships for cadets, they would be using height and weight requirements. So this is not exactly BMI, but obviously height and weight are factored into BMI. And as a result of that, USAT, as we approach team trials in less than a week, is faced with trying to decide what to do, because those folks that are successful here have the potential to go on in the summertime, right? We're in February, in the summertime, 6, 7, 8 months from now, to Worlds, where they will be required to be in those new divisions. So there may be a need to make an immediate adjustment. That's why the urgency, right? It's not just about state championships. It's not just about tournaments. So as a result, they did a Facebook Live with Master Sherman Nelson Jr. yesterday. He was terrific. He tried to answer questions. He tried to give a little bit of information. His greatest asset was a call for calm and a call to allow USAT to try to respond and work through these issues. The seminar did not provide all that much more information, certainly not any more information than I'm going to give you, other than that this is where we are. What is the reason for all of this? Why are we talking about this? The reason has been that the desire to cut weight in order to compete has been studied by the WT. As most of you know, or maybe you don't, the WT has a research and development arm. They study everything together with the Kukyuan and World Taekwondo, from retention to biomechanics to sparring techniques to retention, things of that nature. And they've studied the harmful effects of cutting weight on young people. Therefore, that's the movement. So do I applaud the movement? I do. The questions that linger, and we will answer those questions as time goes by, is if I'm in February and I have a young cadet, anyone who understands kids know that that child may not be the same height come August of 2023, and how will that impact? Additionally, one of the things that I've raised is that for many of the smaller tournaments, sanctioned tournaments, local state tournaments in smaller states, you may end up, because of the classifications being so broken down, that you really have nobody to fight as a cadet, and everybody basically becomes state champion. It's not the end of the world, but it's not truly as competition envisioned. So my point in doing this episode is just to tell you what's going on, to tell you what that announcement is, to tell you to look out for it, to tell you why it is that this has been brought into effect, and to let you know that we will be on top of it, and we will be giving you, I will be at team trials next weekend. I will know more, and I will report back. Obviously, a decision will be made in the next 24 to 48 hours regarding how that will result, because they have to let the athletes know if there's a change in their division and there's a change in who they're going to be fighting. It will also dramatically change how weigh-ins are done. And once I have the opportunity, I always volunteer for that, to see how weigh-ins go, I will have the opportunity to report back and explain to you what those distinctions are. Obviously, we're going to be needing to measure height as well as weight for cadets. So I don't know how much training we're going to get, but it'll be interesting. This is Master Mark Sirianis. This episode has been brought to you by Bet Online. Thank you for your patience, and I look forward to seeing you on the mat.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.